Mike, in the SEC, we have Liberty and Auburn at 4 p.m. Liberty comes in 4-5. Auburn, bowl eligible now at 6-4. This is the first year in FBS for Liberty, and Turner Gill's done a good job with the Flames. They have wins over Old Dominion, who, of course, beat Virginia Tech, Troy, who beat Nebraska, and New Mexico, who really hadn't beat anyone.
No, but New Mexico has had some pretty decent teams over the years. And for your first year in 1A or FBS, it's a good start. And, hey, they put up 24 points on a very solid Virginia defense last week. They don't have a conference, but all their other sports at Liberty, they play in the ASUN conference.
Yeah, and I think they'll end up getting into a conference, an all-sport conference, or maybe just an associate member with football. But you have to take your hat off to them for how far they've come in a short period of time. They have very good facilities for a lower-level FBS team, and Turner Gill brings a lot of credibility to that program. Auburn, they struggled last week against Georgia. You take away some garbage yards that they got at the end of the game. They still don't rush for 100 yards. You know, this is an Auburn team. They're in need of a win, but it's not going to be an easy win versus this Liberty team. I think they're going to come in, and I think they're going to fight the Tigers on their home turf.
I agree. And Auburn's only a 28-point favorite over a team that's their first year in 1A, and it's because of the offensive struggles. The Tigers' defense have been great all year, but the offense has just underperformed. I can't say it enough how disappointing the Auburn offense is to Tiger fans. As far as the point spread, Tigers have covered one of their last 9 non-conference games. I don't know how motivated Auburn's going to be to face Liberty, especially after the Georgia game and right before the Alabama game.